Oh hi, it's Marcus McCaughan in Audio Boo. This is my audio for day 21 of the February 2014 audio adventure feature challenge. Topic today, yellow pages when you get them through the door. Do you keep them? Do you discard them? What do you do with them? Well, I was listening to Sarah at Sarah talking about since she found the online version of the BT phone directory, and she never uses it. And I think Paul Hopkins at VI Podcasting says it doesn't even get one in nowadays. Which kind of made me think, you know, for those people who are blind or severely visually impaired or whatever, in this day and age of political correctness, etc., human rights, why do people who are blind, visually impaired, why do they not get a braille version of the book? Even if it was just for, say for example, their immediate local area. For example, I stay in Bathgate, the town of Bathgate, which is in West Lothian in Scotland. West Lothian's a fairly big area. And why would I not get a Yellow Pages or a business directory in braille? Why not? It's no good to me. You stick one through my door and it's just an ordinary book. It's no good to me. I can't see it. So just a thought that came to my mind when I heard Paul talk about that. Sarah's version of things is, well, that saves trees from being cut down. She's absolutely correct, of course. Paperless. A lot of the banks and the insurance companies now are going down through paperless transactions. So in other words, for example, another day there, I got renewed an insurance, it was an insurance, and they asked if I would like it to be printed out and posted, or just they can send it to me. If I want, I can print it off. So I selected both. No, what am I kidding? I selected the digital form. So if I really need to print it off, I can do that. And I wouldn't need to print everything off. But yes, the directory, going back to the directory. I didn't used to bother. I get the Yellow Pages in, or the business directory, the Thompson's local one. And they would be there, or lying about in below. I never left them in the public view, well, public view of my house. I mean, they weren't lying about in the carpet on top of a shelf. Or anything like that. I always tucked them away where I knew they were, right in below a little unit I've got in the corner of my study. And if I need to address them, I can dig them out. I know exactly where they are. But up till recently, I wasn't much bothered. But now I'm going to keep them, because after watching that new drama series that's been running over on our television over here, The Americans, I don't know if anyone's seen that. It's excellent. About a Russian couple who are sleepers, as they say. Well, they're actually not sleepers because they're very, very active. But they are the archetypal American family with two young kids. They're not really man and wife as such. You know, they're not in love with each other. But they have got the whole facade, and they're living in a town in America. And they're infiltrating. And it's all about that. If you've never seen it, if you're interested, try and search out The Americans. Brilliant, brilliant series, drama series. But anyway, back to the directory. So as I said, I didn't used to bother, but I'm going to keep them now, because in one particular scene in The Americans, where the guy, I can't remember his name at the moment. Anyway, he was being tortured. He thought he was being tortured by the Americans to find out what he knew, but he was actually being tortured by his own kind to find out if he was the mole, or the leak. Not the mole, the leak of their, because things were going wrong. So they had to test him, really. And what I thought was quite amazing, he was in this big empty chamber, and the guy that was torturing him didn't stick any fags, cigarettes that is, into his face or his arms or his body. They didn't give him that, truth drug serum that they give him. Inject them, and then they'll tell them everything about them, and, you know. But they didn't do that, and they didn't hang them in chains and beat them with a big stick or a whip. No, didn't do any of that. What he did was he strapped him to a chair, and he just kept whacking him across the belly and chest with this big telephone directory, which I thought was very strange at the time. I thought, well, because at that point we didn't know that they were actually the Russians. Oh, my wife, who is so clever and astute, she twigged on that right away and said to me, they're not Americans, they're Russians. And she was absolutely right. She's far too damn clever. She's another, what do you call her, Miss Marple. So anyway, that's all he did. He didn't do anything. He didn't cut him, didn't bleed him, didn't do anything nasty, didn't knock his teeth out. He just kept saying, right, tell us now, and he wouldn't tell him. He says, okay, it's up to you. Let's go again. And he got this big telephone directory and whacked him a few more times across the belly and chest. What a great idea. So from now on, I'm keeping my telephone directories just in case, you know, sometime in the future, I have to interrogate someone. And rather than torture them in the normal way and have them bleeding all over the place and teeth missing and leave them in one terribly distressed state, you know, for all to see, I'm just going to whack them right across the belly and chest, well, as many times as it takes to get them to tell me the truth with the telephone directory. So there you go. I've got a fantastic use for it now. I'll never throw the telephone directory out again. In fact, I'll keep all the ones that come in, even the old ones, although they're out of date, because you tend to find, as someone has already said, they do get thinner and thinner. Well, you really need the big thick one, I guess, gone by that scene. It was a really big thick telephone directory. Of course, it was in America, so their directories, you know, they're millions and millions of people over there. So their telephone directories are probably about three times the thickness of ours. So, yeah, I'm going to keep them all. I may actually strap two together to double up in the thickness, and then I can really give them a big whack with the telephone directory and torture out them. There you go. That's my views on telephone directories. Probably about all they're good for, or apart from propping up a table at a car boot stall, which they're excellent for, by the way. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.